for information
the
at Costco Sam.
The line is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Hello, hello, good morning everyone. Welcome to another edition of TalkLine, your talk show where you can call in and even email ideas, thoughts, suggestions, comments, poetry, whatever you would like to do. I'm Diane McGachran and we go until 11:30 and our numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and you can remain anonymous for your calls and emails if you're a shy person. Okay, and in helping me today, Grady is out of town, so Gabby is at the booth. Good morning, Gabby.
Good morning, Diane.
Okay, thank you for being here. All right, we're going to go to John from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to TalkLine.
Morning, Dan. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh,
yes.
Good. I was hoping you'd hear me. anyway, I'd like to talk about the fishing now. While it's still open before people start convening and go fishing, you know, sometimes during the period they had to close down because they had discussions. Well, while you have time now before you start drifting, they should be discussing all the fish, like for subsistence and... you know, the fish buyers, what you call that, commercial fishing. You should get into it now and talk about all these issues instead of having to close it down in the middle of season when everybody's out fishing. You should get all the controversies out and work on them now, other than doing it later or later. You know, better do it early than last-minute detail. It'd be to help out all the fisheries, the people who fish subsistence stuff. And they need to find someone who can know the river, go with these test fisheries, and show them where to drift instead of drifting right in the middle of the deepest part of the river and then telling you the fish count is low. All the fish I know that I've been fishing run on the bars or near the bars in shallow water. If you fish in the middle of the river, you've got to have a really big phantom net down there because they swim deep. And then you get these people from, I don't know where they're getting from, and then they throw out their net and they drift right there in the middle. They don't have nobody spokesman tell them where to drift. And then they come and tell you, well, our fish count is low. You know, a controversial guessing where they should be fishing in the proper areas where people know where the fish are running. Hmm. You know, that you don't have such a big controversy about or running in low or running, you know, that kind of thing. That would tell you the true consequences of how much fish are going through, or take a close guess at it. Anyway, I wanted to get that out. And I want to wish everyone a really good weekend. It's really nice out. People are going out. They'll fix their fish camps and stuff. I'm glad we didn't have no flood because
I know
a lot of them, you know, cut a lot of money to repair your fish camp or your land. Sure, grateful that we didn't have a flood. And I'm grateful Army National Guard for being on alert and rescuing the people that needed rescue on the boat. They're really good people, the Army National Guard there, and they help out people. Every year you see them come here, and that's a blessing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They help people. Yeah. Anyway, my time is might be running low, huh?
You're okay.
Oh, I could go on 5 more minutes?
Well, I don't know about 5 more minutes, but...
I don't know what to say. Anyway, I want to wish everyone a really good weekend, and please, when you're boarding, wear your life jacket. And if you have infants or little kids on a boat. Make sure that life vest fits properly on them. You know, you don't want oversized float jacket on a little boy. That'll come right off if he falls in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they're snug. And always watch your kids while they're boating.
Yeah, and, thank you.
And don't drink and drive. And have a nice weekend. Be safe.
Thank you. You too, John.
Okay, well, Dan.
Thank you.
Oh, I forgot. I'm home.
Oh, you're back. You're back.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you for starting our show,
as you do each week.
Thank you. I like doing that. Yeah, me too.
All right, everybody started somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, get things launched.
Thank you. Like a nice cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And then That's what I am. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye, John.
Bye.
All right. Okay, so we've got things going here. I think we have another caller probably queuing up. Yeah, Buck from Bethel. Good morning, Buck. Hello, Buck. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. What I'm calling about is one of our comrades, Fritz Grenfell, died earlier this spring.
and he has...
He has a greenhouse, which is not in operation, but he had hundreds of spruce trees and some birch trees, and his buddies and the Alaska Territorial Guard Park and VFW buddies and Veteran Cemetery buddies. He worked on all of those things. And planted hundreds of trees out there. Anyway, he's gone now, and we're trying to sell his trees. There's going to be a bunch more go up to the park and a bunch more maybe at the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be a sale Saturday, which I suppose is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Osentowski will be out there. I forgot the time. It's on Bethel Bargains, but I think it's 1 to 5 or something like that for these spruce trees that are already in pots. I just transplanted 5 of them myself this morning. It
mm-hmm.
took a few minutes. Just dig a hole, cut the pot. The ball of roots comes right out and you stick it in the ground and it's done. Just water it all summer.
Great. Wow.
But anyway, that sale is going to be tomorrow from, I believe it's 1 to 5.
Okay.
But you get on Bethel Bargains and it'll give the details and the times and phone numbers and all that sort of stuff.
And it's out of Fritz's place at H Marker?
Yep. H Marker Lake,
uh-huh.
Yep. And
okay.
The trees I got were, I don't know, waist high or chest high, and they were, you know, 3-4 feet high.
Yeah.
And they were $25 a piece.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Thank you. I'm
sorry
for his passing. I bought many beautiful flower starts from him and Esther Green, and we always enjoyed going and chatting with him because he could chat.
Yeah, and he could cook. He wasn't a cook. He was a chef.
Really?
Yeah, he was a...
Wow.
You ought to see him put on a prime rib dinner back in the days when we did prime rib dinners.
Oh, man.
Down at VFW.
Yeah.
And we're gonna miss him in that kitchen every year on Memorial Day. And
right.
We're really going to miss him up at the ATG Park, and we're going to miss him at the Veteran Cemetery. We're just going to miss the guy.
Yeah, yeah. He did some really cool things like that. Thank you for telling us about that, too.
Alrighty. Have a good day, everybody.
You too, Buck.
Yep, bye.
Okay, bye. All right, we're going to go to Sophie from ONC. Good morning, Sophie. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning. Happy Friday. This is Sophie with ONC, and I'm calling regarding a survey that we just launched yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We're well aware that within the community there is a high need for child care, and we are wanting to develop a early childhood and development program and facility, and everyone's input would really help us with justifying our costs and financing. So if everybody who is in need of childcare or have children could go to tinyurl.com/ developing children. You'll be directed to our survey, and all of your input would greatly help us in justifying our grant application. So,
now, Sophie, I know that it's also posted on, it's going on in Bethel, is that right?
Yeah, it's on that Facebook page. It's also on ONC's Facebook page and mm-hmm. on nativecouncil.org.
Okay, great. That's so needed to have a child care facility that's also looking at child development and, you know, providing that kind of opportunity for toddlers and youth.
Yeah. And those early stages in life are very, very important. And what we're wanting to do is make it very tribally or culturally appropriate
exactly.
for the people out here. So, you know, everybody's input will help us achieve bigger and greater things for our community. So,
oh, you know what? I'm going to put you in touch with someone I know in Fairbanks, Yvonne Peter. He is part of a child care center, youth for toddlers, and it's language nesting. So they're using the Gwich'in language as part of the day for those kids while they're there. So I'm going to connect you.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Happy Friday. I hope everybody enjoys your weekend.
You too, Sophie. I'm glad you came and let us know about that. I think it's a really important survey, and
yeah.
I hope people will give you good, and people will give you good information, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so you can fill out that survey on a child care facility at ONC website, at the Facebook page It's Going On in Bethel, and I missed the third place, and it was kind of a long email or a long search to try and find it. So anyway, that's and you can also call ONC, and they'll give you more information on that survey. Okay, so, you know, it started out real bright and sunny, then it wasn't, and now it's making another attempt at some sunshine out there. But I'm going to give you the numbers. Our lines are open right now, and the phone numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. I'll read your email over the air, and you can be anonymous for that email if you'd like. Okay, so I'm going to give a little bit of our weather since it's kind of going up and down here. So today, for Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta, rain is likely in the morning, then a chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 30s to upper 40s. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Seems like there's a cloudy theme going on here, Gabby. And patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the lower to mid-30s. And then Saturday, partly sunny. I like it when it's partly sunny and not partly cloudy, but partly sunny. Patchy morning fog, highs in the upper 30s to lower 50s. And for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, today cloudy with a chance of rain, highs in the upper 40s to 50s. Tonight there'll be rain showers likely in the evening, then a chance of rain showers after midnight, lows in the 30s. And then Saturday for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain in the morning, highs in the upper 40s to mid-50s. Okay, so that is your tundra weather. Let's see, I have a Tundra Drums announcement here that there's, I'll read an announcement later. So we have a caller, Carrie. Carrie from Bethel. Good morning, Carrie. And I wonder if it's that Carrie.
Say my name.
Oh, it's that Carrie. Yes.
Yep, it's me. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
So this week, Friday, with the USDA produce boxes, we're going to have two locations. So one is going to be at the usual spot on Second Road Housing.
Mm-hmm.
And The other location will be across the Brown Slough Bridge by Anvil's Gun Cache.
Real? Okay, that's a little bit different place.
Yeah. So those are going to be the two locations that we have 4 o'clock today.
4 p.m., okay.
And that's the only update pretty much I have.
Okay.
Later on, once you're not busy, I will need your help with the salmon berry pie drawing.
Oh, let me tell you, I like a good raffle.
And I know so,
yes.
I ask you for help.
Yes, happy to. Okay, you get in touch with me.
Okay, actually, let me give you my work cell number.
Okay.
For some reason, I don't have you stored on my phone.
Why?
I know that.
Carrie?
What the heck?
All right, what's your work number?
So the work cell number, 545-5043.
I will give you a call.
Yay.
After
Thank
the show.
You,
all right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Well, I mean, Carrie and I were doing a little networking. So just taking care of business on the air during the show. Here's a event I was going to read to everyone. A reminder from YKFC. What is YKFC? Yukon?
It's the fitness center.
Okay. Oh, shoot. I should know that. A reminder from the YK Fitness Center. It is strongly recommended that anyone planning to use a non-vaccinated swimming zone make a reservation in advance. Reservations can be made online or by calling 543-0390. So, yes, I think the pool is divided into zones. So if you're not vaccinated, it's best if you make a reservation in advance, probably because a lot of people are starting to go more and more to the fitness center and to the pool, so they're just wanting to keep things regulated a little bit for safety. Okay, and let's see. Our lines are open, and so's our email. So, if you've always wanted to call in, you know, as the show gets going, it gets a little bit harder for people to call in, and they get a lot of, we only have 3 lines, so be sure to take advantage of it now if you want. So another announcement here for KYUK is Fish Talk is back, and you can tune in for weekly updates on Kuskokwim salmon fishing all summer long. And that's every week, Thursdays at 1 p.m. This week, well, that was yesterday, you can call in with your questions for federal and tribal managers. You can do that each week on Thursdays at 1 o'clock. And then this week on Wellness Wednesday, now, I think I'm reading something from, okay, Diane's behind the times here. So I'm not really sure. Okay, yeah, I think these are old, so I'm just going to put them over there. Okay. Okay, so, excuse me, I think you know that GCI wants to bring fiber internet to Bethel. Its speeds could beat out the satellite competition. So on May 18th, GCI announced that it is exploring bringing faster internet to Bethel. How fast? 100 times faster than the highest internet speed currently available in town. Okay. That just seems hard to believe. Okay. Well, I think that's going to take a couple of years probably to get that up and running. But kind of exciting. There's the Starlink. People are testing out Starlink, which is also supposed to be a very quick, fast internet. So we'll see what's going on. Maybe the rural areas are going to start being able to catch up with other parts of the country. We're going to go to Stephen from Neboskiak. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Hi, Stephen. You're on the air.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stephen Alexi from Neboskiak. Yeah, right before the show, there was a nice, I believe, an airing from Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission.
Yes.
And then Mr. John Nick had mentioned about fishing getting situated. I think that's already been taken care of, and openers are already set.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're in the time of conservation since early 2010, between 2010 and 2015. And, yeah, I think we're going to continue doing that because I think a few weeks ago I watched Deadliest Catch, which is a well-known show
mm-hmm.
for those crab fishermen. And there was one of the shows had a showing where Russian trawlers were, fish dragging the bottom floor for fish in U.S. waters. I think the boundary line for that needs to be extended out. And, you know, the Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission consists of 30-some-odd tribes. They need to come together and try to get a seat with the North Pacific Management Fisheries. Because I think they'll have a powering 30-some-odd tribes from the Kuskokwim. You know, even Yukon River needs to be involved in this, too, because the end effects are always the people at the river that depend on the fish. And yesterday, Mr. Parks from Nunapichuk had a good point. Maybe he can call in and talk about it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he in the Yuk, not Yuk to Yuk, Kikfakhigu, he was speaking in Yupik. So I'm hoping he'll call and point it out what the Kuskokwim people should do. And to get to the point is that, we've been trying to make a regional tribal government where 56 tribes, and there's already like Central Tlingit, the Taita and Inupiaq communities have their own regional government, and that does not affect their sovereignty or the amount of money each tribe gets. That's additional money that their regional tribe brings in on top of what each tribe gets. So, and it brings more power, I believe, and more say in what we need to do, with the issues that we have within our region. So I'm hoping that Mr. Parks from Nunap will call and explain what he said in English. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Thank you, Stephen. Okay, we're going to go to Cara from ONC. Good morning, Cara.
Hi.
Hi, Cara. You're on the air.
Am I on?
You are on.
Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Okay, happy Friday, everyone. This is Kara, and I'm calling in from ONC. And I wanted to let everyone know that we still have seed potatoes. We distributed Monday and Tuesday, and we still have some left. We're all out of Yukon Gold, sadly. I'll try to order more of those next
year.
Those
are good, yeah.
Yeah, they are. we do have, I think, one box of the red, the Rebenta, left.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have lots of yellowfin and French fingerling. So Avery
fancy.
And I will be passing them out again. Yeah, we'll be passing them out again today out by the multi-purpose building, the old bowling alley in CitySup, right by Pinky's Park. We'll be there from 1 p.m. today until whenever we run out. So meet us there today or call 545-2005 if you can't make it, and I'll try to set some aside for you for the ONC main building.
Give me that number again, 545.
So yeah, hopefully we'll see everyone out.
Yeah, what is the number again?
545-2005.
Okay, so people can call that number to have you set aside some for them to come pick up.
Yeah, I understand some people are probably out of town, and a lot of people look forward to this program. So I can set them aside, and we'll leave them at the Mano and C building for them.
That's nice.
So yeah, leave me a message at that number if I don't pick up, because it might be ringing a lot. so please leave a message, but you can also text that number as well, and I'll make sure to get to you.
Okay, great. All right, thank you, Kara.
No problem. We'll see everyone later.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we have a few minutes left before we go to break, and we'll happy to take a call if you want to if you want to call in, 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954 and email us at radio@kyuk.org. Something else people might not be familiar with is that KYUK, the different shows like Wellness Wednesday, Ikayutut, Yuk to Yuk, these have all become podcasts. And you can search podcasts on your app on your phone, and you can subscribe for free, and that way you can listen to any of the shows KYUK offers on a regular basis, anywhere you are, anytime. And the past shows will also show up when you subscribe, and then you'll be able to listen to the new shows as well. Did I have that right, Gabby?
Yeah, you can subscribe to all our shows on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Only about 20 of the old shows will show up, but you can also get all the old shows on our website.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the one that I do with Esther Green, Ikayutut, there's probably about 25 shows, so they'll get at least the last 20. Okay, great. Yeah, so that's really fun.
It's just how the feeds work, but you can get all the old shows, like I said, on our website. So.
Yes, you can go to KYUK and see and listen to any of the shows that were beyond the last 20. So that's really cool. So if you're a podcast listener, you know, go in there and scroll through and subscribe to some of the shows that KYUK has. All right, so it looks like the federal manager is saying that the Lower Kuskokwim SetNet openings are only open to local subsistence users. So they probably talked about that yesterday. That's that Thursday show at 1 o'clock, Fish Talk, that will be going on throughout the summer. And it says here the federal manager maintains that Lower Kuskokwim River SetNet openings will be open only to local subsistence users, despite the state declaring concurrent openings that open these opportunities to all state residents. But in our region, it will be local subsistence only. I think it's time for us to take a few-minute break that we usually take. And I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talkline. That's Gabby over there, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Friday at 1 p.m., join KYUK on 640 a.m. as we remember Lillian Utmok Michael. Call in to share your stories of Utmok and listen to stories of Utmok from others who knew her. That's Friday at 1 p.m. Dashi miritmi ilakaki kuduan klagmi KYUK 640 a.m. ami umyokshim tni Lillian Utmok Michael lak. Kaya kaki nani jugni lutin shu yukjun kasadun shu. Tashi mi ritmi wan klag mi.
Wellness Wednesday mi kalach tlachtut yut dum mait nun umi gait nun su ika yut mul rannik. Chali su chalgo nani yut lchkamuk. Binga I ritmi 10 a.m. mami. Huani KYUK 640 a.m.
Hello, my name is Gerald Camera of Kalska Galaska. My Yupik name is Dama Galah. And I'm in the Fish Commission. Salmon have been the staple of our diet for thousands of years, and we continue to practice subsistence because it's fresh and healthy. We want to continue this way of life that may be challenging even today with the technologies that make life more convenient, and we want to see our future generations do that. It's important that along the whole river, we help each other out and help rebuild the salmon run so that can happen. This subsistence way of life is healthy and rewarding. Besides, it beats going to the store.
This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River in a Treble Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Donlin Goldock, Talista Corporation, Akluyochtutkin Gunk Emiris Kluki Subsistence Community Advisory Committee Gunnen. Una committee kapturach galuni, nasnurist naritnik pizzeria reitnik su, yut nrangnak saram klu, danlin gold miner, urin kluki nauti masch gagun, nasnuritnak schrid without 20, letstalkdanlin.com. Una bunarifka ra danlin gold. Awatem takan kshkat alijallah kat nauskat kuikpim kuskok fim su awatini tamarmakach chakalraruk. Danlin goldam jalishutkai nunat jalak suku nuna akir chungalrit su nunami jali jingu maluku nunam tni nrang naksarak nunam. Nasnrit nakshrit makunuk jalan kuitout 20. danlingold.com.
Everyone, welcome back, and we have a caller lined up, Tom from Chilista. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
Oh, perfect.
Well, I have a couple exciting announcements for shareholders today.
Great.
All right. Well, today is the day that our annual meeting and voting materials get sent out to shareholders. So this is a really important thing because voting is the most powerful thing a shareholder can do for Chilista or any corporation that they're in. So today we're mailing out two packets. There's one big packet that's addressed to the household, and that has the financial information from last year, the annual report book. There's also another booklet that has information on the candidates that are running for election this year. Has the agenda for the upcoming annual meeting, things like that. There is another piece of mail that's addressed to each eligible voter. So this is just a regular letter-sized envelope, and inside it has the paper voting form that you can use. And we even include an envelope that pays for postage for you to mail it back. On the back of this form is your information, your individual information. It'll have your name, your shareholder ID number. It's also going to have your five-letter PIN to be able to vote online. And so if you vote online at trustofvote.com, you'll be entered to win prizes. And the first deadline this year is June 5. So you've got plenty of time to vote, but as soon as you get your mail, we encourage you to vote. For those who vote by June 5 at 5 p.m. online at trustofvote.com, the top prize is $10,000.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's really easy to do. Most shareholders finish voting online, even on their phone, in less than 3 minutes. So it's really, really easy to do, very fast.
Okay, good.
The other exciting piece of news I wanted to share is about the annual meeting itself. So last year, we had the meeting virtually because of the pandemic. And this year, we're going to do the same thing. It's going to be virtual again this year because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. There are still cases going on. And just to give everyone certainty and avoid any last-minute cancellations, if we had a meeting somewhere and there was an outbreak, we're going to do the meeting virtual again this year. So the meeting will be on July 1.
Okay.
It'll be held at chalistavote.com. And that same pin that I mentioned earlier, it's sent to every voter. That same pin is what you use to access the annual meeting on July 1.
Oh, that's convenient.
So all of, I assume you're going to say that convenient.
Yeah, I said that. Well, that's convenient, yes, for them. Let's use that pin.
Yeah, so all of this information is going to be in that packet that's sent to each household. And you can also get this information right at that voting website, chalistavote.com.
Okay.
So, again, two big pieces of news. Today, those materials are getting mailed out. We do have over 2,200 shareholders who chose to get that information by email. So they will be able to vote first. Around 11:30 or 12 o'clock is when that email is going to be going out. And then right from there, you can click and go to the voting website and vote right away if you wish.
Okay.
So a lot of information there. You know, the biggest piece of things to remember, chalistavote.com. And look for those items either in the mail or your email.
Perfect. Okay.
So there you go. And you can expect me to be calling back almost every week to encourage shareholders to vote.
Well, I mean, don't you call just about every week anyway?
Yes, yeah, I am a bit of a noisy neighbor that way.
No, it's not like that. No, this is good. Okay, and I like when the email address is very easy for over the air, like chalistavote.com. Okay, that's easy to access.
There you go.
Yeah.
Avoid those technical burbles, right?
Yeah, right, and where you have to spell things out and you get one letter wrong and they're not going to be able to find your website and or your email. So anyway, okay, well, that was good information, Tom. Thank you.
All right, take care, everyone.
Have a good day. Okay, bye. All right, we're going to go to Sunny from Bethel. Good morning, Sunny.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Are you driving? Are you driving somewhere?
Going to the elders and delivery.
Well, thank you. Good for you. Good for them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Just wanted to wish everyone a wonderful weekend.
Oh, well, good. Thank you.
And I guess due to the weather forecast, I'm partly sunny today.
Right. Well, technically you're always sunny, but okay.
Well, I guess due to the weather condition, it might be a little different.
Yeah, might. Okay, but, might be a little bit different. Half and half.
Yes. Everyone needs to be safe, though, when they're traveling on the river.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Just like they're saying on the radio, the callers, please be careful when you're traveling. And everyone who's going out on the river to go hunting, try to be safe when you're out there. There's a lot of things to be watching out for. And just everyone just to be safe.
Okay.
Are you everyone a wonderful weekend?
Are you at a house right now making a delivery?
Oh.
I heard him knock on the door, so I thought he was. Did we lose? We lost Sonny? Yeah, I think we lost Sonny. He was making that delivery. I heard him knock on the house, on the door. Okay, everyone, our lines are open, so feel free to call in or email. I'll read your email over the air. You can be anonymous on your emails and your calls as well. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org and call us at 543-5985-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And something else I was going to mention, I don't know if this is for all shows, but Gabby, what's the thing with some of our shows might go on be on TV, like Talkline. might be on TV at some point, right?
That's the goal, Diane. I'm not really sure about that process right now, but I would love to see Talkline on television.
I know, but wouldn't I have to be careful of my facial expressions?
Facial expressions, I mean, I
hand
know
gestures.
I need to work on that. We'll need to get some nicer backgrounds for
right, you. Right. We can have, like, a backdrop, and maybe I'll have to, like, get more fashionable clothing. I'm kidding. Anyway, that'd be fun to have some of our shows be actually on TV, and you can watch them, or you can listen. You can access through podcasts, through the KYUK website. So there's a lot of options to get involved with KYUK and all the different things that they do for the community and the region. So also, I noticed, like, people picking up trash. We did some trash pickup around the college, and really grateful for that. It looks really good when you go places that where people have taken care of things. So thanks to everyone who did some of that in the past couple weeks. And the other thing is, it seems that COVID has really dropped in our region, and that's probably partially due to the great vaccination project or program that YK has done, going wherever people are in various modes of transportation in order to provide vaccinations. So really grateful to that, and that seems to be having a really good effect. So looks like we might, you know, be sort of beginning to bring our way out of the pandemic, at least in our region, which is good. So, I don't know. There's not a lot of callers right now, but usually people start to jam on during this time. Let's see. Something else I was going to mention was Lillian Atmak-Michael. She passed away, and I'll just read a little something here about Lillian. Longtime KYUK colleague Lillian Atmak-Michael died earlier this month at the age of 64. She passed away on the Russian Orthodox holiday Pascha, also known as Easter. Atmak was a practicing Orthodox Christian, many of whom believe that the gates of heaven are open to those who die on this highest of holy days for the Church. While living, Michael shared her boundless energy with others as a teacher, translator, reporter, and a storyteller. Now, I think the call-in show, did that already happen, Gabby?
It's today at 1.
Thank you. Okay, there will be a call-in show today at 1 o'clock for members of the community to call in and share their memories of Lillian. Now, when I used to live in Queethlook, Lillian was the first person I took steam with. And we went in for the first, you know, part of the steam. I crawled in through the opening. I'm all ready. And I think she was joking. She said, "How many pours should we do?" And I said, "Oh, just do whatever you do." And then she poured pretty hard there, and I had to crawl out very quickly, and which she found really amusing, and I laughed too. And then she did it in a more kind way after that. And so anyway, she nicknamed me Maquista, and that's what she called me for 20 years that we knew each other on and off. So I really enjoyed her personality, her energy. She had a great sense of humor. Very personable person, very engaging, and so anyway, I'll really miss hearing her, especially like at K300. She was like a real steady presence there, and her enthusiasm was catchy. So anyway, today at 1 o'clock, you're welcome to call in and share your stories and hear other stories at KYUK. All right. And another announcement I was going to make is that YKHC this week started vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds in villages. So the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation is encouraging parents across the region to sign their 12 to 15-year-olds up for COVID-19 vaccine. YKHC began vaccinating this age group in Bethel last week, May 13th, and will begin sending vaccines to villages this week, May 17th. So that will really be helpful for the schools as well. We're going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning. Happy Friday.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, I was just going to call about that, the teenagers, the kids, to get their vaccine. Dr. Ellen Hodges was on the news yesterday on KYUK, and what they're finding, you know, there's a lot being learned about this virus, and people learn as we go along, you know. But that long-term, long-haul, that's the lingering symptoms that come back after recovering from COVID,
mm-hmm.
where people continue to have fatigue, shortness of breath,
right,
and maybe sore joints and stuff. Well, I didn't know this, and I hope I heard it right, because I want to give right information out there. But evidently, you know, the kids, when they get sick from COVID, usually they're not as sick as adults. Statistically, it's adults tend to be more adults in the hospital and all that. But this long-term, long haul, that lingering thing,
mm-hmm.
they're finding that that happens about the same amount of percentage to young people as the older people.
Hmm.
And another thing they brought up is because of the our age, you know, the 18 and up that already got vaccinated, the 16 and up age, that most of the cases that we have now in the Delta, besides the unvaccinated adults, are children, the ones that weren't protected under 16. And I guess it's been real good turnout for kids getting shots. It's been a good turnout. These kids want to be able to interact with each other and do sports and be with each other and socialize. I mean, it's so important at that age, and it's been really hard for people in that age group, especially, you know, the teenagers. So it's optimistic that now that they're turning up to get the shots, and we still have some adults that are holding out, but if they have kids, do it as a family. Go in and get vaccinated as a family, then go out for pizza or something, you know, celebrate. There's a sense of relief you get when you get that vaccine.
Mm.
There truly is. And when I see what's happening in other countries that don't have this vaccine available, especially India right now, that is just so devastating.
I know.
You know, so... So I do my weekly call in to talk about this vaccine. And I do want to repeat what Carrie called about, you know, today at 4 o'clock, Brown Slough Bridge and Second Road Housing, those produce dairy boxes. And there's lots of good nutrition food in those boxes.
Right.
You know, and it's not a paperwork income eligible situation. However, if you know someone going through hard times, grab a box for them too. Because there's enough food to have some pretty good meals for that week, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And, yeah, I just want to promote that. And
mm-hmm.
other than that, have a good weekend. And I want to also let you know Lions Club still collects glasses, used glasses. Someone gave me some at the post office. They had a bag in their car, so thank you for that. But there is a drop-off point also to bring them to the bin at ID Variety. There's a bin there to drop off glasses. And
mm-hmm.
I figured that was a good location because it's centrally located and they have a lot of good selections of masks and sanitizers and, you know, we want to promote to still be safe and stay, you know, follow the precautions that protect you from this virus. Because even if you got a vaccination, which I think people should do, there's, you know, we learn as we go, and maybe people could still catch and spread it without getting sick. It just means you don't get sick.
Yeah.
You know? So, so we figured that's a good place to put the collection bin. And they seem to be open a lot. So, it's just drop off your used glasses over there, and we bundle them up, and people take them to convention or we mail them to headquarters. We get them sent on to the next place, and Because Lions Club is an international organization, we're talking about glasses are from all over the place. They match them. They put lenses in them. They mix and match because there's so much that comes in. Mm-hmm. And these glasses go to other countries. And, you know, when someone can see where they're going and what they're doing, I mean, they can provide for themselves and their families. You know, it's an empowering thing to be able to see better if you got, you know, if you need glasses. I mean, I don't think I'd be much of use without my glasses. So, okay, and I know a lot of listeners out there wear glasses, so this is a survey of who's listening to Talkline. I'll let you know if it turns out that we get a good turnout on donated glasses. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, bye. Susan. I appreciate that. All right, just want to mention with vaccines, it's really understandable that people have had concerns about vaccines because historically there have been troubles with different populations and medical procedures. So I really encourage people, if you still have concerns about the vaccine for COVID, to talk to your health provider and just have a conversation with them about that. All right. Thank you, Susan. And our lines are open, so feel free to call in. We have a good chunk of the show left, so there's time for people to call in and share anything that's going on in the region that is of interest to you, or announcements you'd like to make, or just general comments. You can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And, of course, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. So I have an email that I'm going to read from the Kuskokwim Ice Classic. And the email goes like this. In the close of the show last week, an anonymous email was written and submitted, and the author was wondering if the Kuskokwim Ice Classic sold any customer contact information to marketers. I wanted to assure any and all listeners that the Ice Classic did not sell any customer information. We selected a vendor that adheres to high privacy standards and does not sell information to third-party sellers. We agree that it is frustrating to get the constant spam emails and spam texts we all seem to be getting these days, but the Ice Classic did not release any customer information and wanted to assure the public of that. We want to thank all the folks who participated in the Ice Classic and made it an exciting year. Through your purchase, you supported Teens Acting Against Violence, the YK Delta Lifesavers, the Antioch Yurok Dance Group, and Bethel Friends of Canines. We would also like to congratulate all our regular Ice Classic winners, Janelle Kinnegak of Chifornik, and Josephine Paul and Vicki Spencer of Bethel. And we'd also like to congratulate Magnus LaRue of Bethel and Randy Esmalka of Galena, our Minute Madness winners. See you all in 2022, the Kuskokwim Ice Classic Committee. Okay, thank you for that. Gabby, did you do any guesses on the Ice Classic?
I did not. I should have, but
why?
The day that I said, oh, I'm going to place a guess, it broke the next day.
Really? Now, I had a guess during the day of it breaking up because I tend to think it's going to break on a sunshiny day at the end of a day of sunshine. So I usually pick around the 4 and 5 o'clock time. I did not expect it to break, you know, near midnight or whatever it was like late at night. So now I'm going to have to rethink my strategy because, all these years, this is the closest I got. I got within 24 hours. So, anyway, next year, Gabby, get on it.
Next year, I will place my Ice Classic.
All right. Awesome. Okay, everyone, open lines. Feel free to call in. And okay. So a couple of other announcements in the news. The Alaska House of Representatives has passed two bills to strengthen the state's partnership with tribes. And these bills were sponsored by Tiffany Zolkowski. I don't have the details on those, but they've passed the first step. I think it goes to the Senate. And the last thing was this week the Bethel Planning Commission postponed their public hearing for the marijuana store permit. I guess there's a proposal or an application for a third marijuana store. So I guess that's going to be up for future discussions now. So we have about, 3 minutes till the break? Oh, okay. So,
any fun weekend plans, Diane?
Well, Diane's weekend plans, always number one, involves the tundra. Now, if you're out on the tundra, this is what you're going to notice. I like to keep track of the flowers, and I keep track of, like, in order of their bloomage. So right now, there are two flowers, and I think they're early blooms. So one is the woolly lousewort. That's the plant that's it's small, close to the tundra, but it sends up a stalk that's about 3 or 4 inches high, and it's completely surrounded by pink blossoms. Some people kind of refer to it as the honeysuckle plant because it is kind of has a light sweetness. If you, not that I have, but this is what I heard. No, I have. There's a slight sweetness when you eat the flowers of it. Yeah. The other one that is starting to bloom, I think is also a little bit early, is the mini azalea, which is a tiny pink flower that's very low to the ground. And, excuse me, I need to cough here real quick. Okay, thank you. So that one's low to the ground, and so those are two pink flowers that if you're out wandering around, you'll see. The woolly lousewort is not in full bloom regalia. It's still kind of coming along, but it's called the woolly lousewort because it's very, looks like it's furry, which I guess is for its warmth. And then if you're out and about near any water source, you'll hear our wood frogs, which are only going to be making a sound for another maybe week, and then that's the end. They are in their mating season. They're going to be dropping their little tadpoles. But they sound like a really tired ptarmigan is how I think of the wood frog sound, because it's a very loud, for a little frog, it's a very loud sound that they make, and I always like that. And then various birds, there's a lot of good bird watching to be going on, and we're going to go to a short break here. I'm Diane McGachran, this is Talkline, and Gabby in the booth, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Dashi miritmi ilakaki kudun klagmi KYUK 640 mami umyokshim tni lilian atmak Michael lak kayakaki nani jugni lutin shu yukjun kasadun shu dashi miritmi one klagmi. On Friday at 1 p.m., join KYUK on 640 a.m. as we remember Lillian Atmak Michael. Call in to share your stories of Atmak and listen to stories of Atmak from others who knew her. That's Friday at 1 p.m.
I'm Aaron Tudyk of Point Hope, and I chose Alaska Pacific University. Attending Alaska's only tribally controlled Alaska Native serving four-year university, my education references both my cultural heritage and competitive industry knowledge. I feel prepared for a real career and empowered to join conversations about my community's future. APU offers 30-degree programs on campus and online, and scholarships allow college to be a choice for anyone, anywhere. Learn more at alaskapacific.edu.
Donlin Goldock, Jalista Corporation, Akluyochtutkin Gunk Emiris Klugi Subsistence Community Advisory Committee Gunnen. Una Committee Kapchtorech Galuni, Nasnurist Naritnik Bijeria Reitnik Klu, Yut Nrangnak Saram Klu, Donlin Goldminek, Urn Klugi Nautimasch Gagun. Nasnuritnach Sredwi Dautwani, Let's Talk Donlin.com. Una Bunarifkara Donlin Gold.
Hello, my name is James Nicolai. I helped build the Fish Commission from the ground up and am now one of its in-season managers. It is important for me that the Fish Commission values traditional knowledge as well as data and science. We use our observations to manage our fish. My elders taught me how to make observations to predict how the fish would come and how many would come. I observed how much snow and ice are on the river in the autumn and how many geese would come in the spring to make good management decisions. My elders also taught me how to catch and cut fish. Now I take my grandkids out to the fish camp all summer. They are my helpers. It makes me happy to see that they are learning how to do it. I hope that one day my grandkids would pass this knowledge to their grandkids, and this is why I represent the people of the Kuskokwim on the Fish Commission.
This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River Inner Tribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We're going to go to Howard from Bethel. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, we were talking about fishing yesterday.
Yes.
And I was wondering if they still dump the bycatch back into the oceans and seas. And it's probably in the tons that they dump back into the seas there. I don't know why they don't try and give it to people that live along the coast where they fish, so that they could, if they dry fish or freeze fish or, you know, pressure cook these fishes that are being dumped, you know. And they, you know, it's in the tons that they dump there. Oh, and then I watched these documentaries, and this one is a pretty good documentary. It's called Earth at Night, and they have cameras that are, you can see color at night. If people are interested in seeing how they do this, it's called Earth at Night. It's a documentary, and you could get it on any TV streaming, what do you call it, channels there.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and maybe they could do a documentary on our fishing, how they, you know, they track all these fish there. And,
yeah,
and that'd be really, really be great to see where they go and where, when they come back, too.
Yeah, that would. That'd be very interesting.
Okay, well, I just want to tell everybody to take care and have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you, Howard, for calling.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay. Again, our calls, our lines are open, and you're welcome to call in about anything, really. And it could be local, regional, state, national, international, universe. And you could call 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And just a reminder that today at 1 o'clock, there'll be a call-in show to share your stories and memories of Lillian Atmuk Michael. And I think we have a caller coming on. Right? Yep. Okay, Mary from Bethel. Good morning, Mary. Mary from Bethel.
Hey, Diane. Good morning. It's Mary Paltola.
It's that Mary. Okay. Hello.
Say my name. Say my name.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for calling.
Well, I just wanted to wish you a happy belated birthday.
You know, that was yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, another year. Happy birthday.
Another year. That's right. You know, I spent about 5 years thinking I was 1 year older than I actually was. So I went to the ER one time because I had a problem with my foot. This is 2 years ago, and I had the wristband on, and it gave my birth date, which is May 20, 1959, and it said I was 58. So the doctor comes in, and I go, hey, I think you got a problem on the armband here because I'm actually 59. I'm going to have my 60th birthday next month, so... It's a weird glitch, and I'm explaining all this to him. There's a weird glitch in your system. It's got the right birth date, but not the right age. And she just looked at me like I was a crazy lady, and she looked at my band, and she goes, no, I think it's correct. I think you're 58. And I said, no, I'm 59. So she left the office, the room, and here's what I did. I opened up my iPhone, and this is exactly what I typed into the search engine. If I was born on May 20th, 1959, how old am I today?
Oh, that is hilarious. See, and I just would have crunched the numbers. I would have just used the calculator.
Many people said that. It didn't even occur to me. I asked Google, and Google, to its credit, did not answer back, you crazy lady.
Yeah,
instead, it said, you are 58.
That's great.
And I had to cancel my 60th birthday party.
Well, but that's a gift in itself, to be a whole year younger.
Well, right.
You know,
I felt like
by time.
I felt like I'd been given this gift. You're right. So anyway, that's my birthday story.
That's great. Well, a friend of mine who is the same age as I am did the same thing. So I think that's great. You're not making yourself artificially younger. You're making yourself a little bit older.
Right. Exactly. So.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, you know, this morning on Coffee Talk, Veronica Adun-Winkelman was talking about Atmuk.
Yes.
And, I just love Atmuk. It's been really nice hearing the reminiscences of her. It hasn't hit me yet. I'm still in denial that she's not with us anymore. For years, I'm going to think I'm going to run into her, you know. But
I know. I feel that way, too.
She was so witty and so funny. There was something on KYUK once where there was a Native American story about the women being the sun and the moon. And I said, Atmuk, did you hear that? We're the sun and the moon. And she, you know, quickly just said, cool, let's eclipse.
That is so funny. That
Isn't
is awesome.
So Atmuk.
Very you know, clever. She was very clever.
Nobody.
Yes.
Yeah,
just,
so funny.
You know, a really bright energy, you know, really appreciated that about her. And like I said, I met her when I first got to Kwithluk like 20 plus years ago.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my funny little story. I think about her a lot and just calling to say have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mary. You too. I appreciate
okay,
it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Okay. We're going to go to Alyssa from Bethel. Good morning, Alyssa.
Yeah.
It's you. You're on the air.
Oh. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to the YK Delta as well on this beautiful morning. I just wanted to let folks know and remind folks that today is the AVAC annual meeting tonight at 5:30. We are going to be hosting it via teleconference. And the phone number to call in is 1-877-358-8686. And the passcode is 520-768-2084. And We definitely need a minimum of 50 callers to call in, and also prizes and discounts on your AVAC bill will be applied to all of those who call in today.
Now, what do you mean you need 50 callers?
So the minimum minimum count for quorum is going to be 50 members.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, all right. And this is just teleconference, not Zoom or anything.
Yeah, it's just strictly teleconference. We want to make it sweet, simple, as easy as possible for folks who are calling in.
That's
I know
helpful.
There's a lot of people who are really frustrated with having to do internet and mm-hmm. having to do with the long Zoom numbers, I guess.
Right.
So we wanted to keep it simple as possible.
Okay, good. Well, it's almost sounds so old-fashioned just to do teleconference. After the year we've had, but it's good. It'll make it a lot easier for people to join in. So very good. All right. I'll read those numbers again before the end of the show, too.
Well, thank you so much, Diane.
You're welcome.
Thank you to all who are listening. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. So, again, the AVEC will have its annual meeting. Oh, my gosh. I don't think I got the date of the annual meeting. Alyssa, if you're listening, can you text me the date of the annual meeting? The number to call into that meeting, though, is 1-877-358-8686, and it has a passcode, and that passcode is 520-76-284. Okay, we have John from Bethel. Good morning, John. John, you're on the air, and you have to turn down your radio.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, welcome.
About that number on that AVEC thing?
Yes.
Why do they have to call that long number that we can't even remember? I know you can announce it again over the radio, but why can't it be a local number where we can just call over and... instead of some place where we don't even know where we're calling. I know we all know it's AVEC, but they should use a local number instead. You know, it'll make things a lot more easier.
Yeah, I think that's okay. The hard thing. And it's tonight at 5:30. I just realized. Tonight at 5:30 is the meeting. If you have a pencil, I'll tell you the number again if you want it real quick.
Oh, I'll find out somehow.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, John. Bye-bye. Okay. I think that's just the nature of audio conferencing. We don't have a local network for audio conferencing, so we have to use an 800 number. Okay, so tonight is the AVEC annual meeting. There'll be door prizes, and they need at least 50 people to make a quorum. All right, so we have Nick calling in. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to TalkLine.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
This is Nick John from Joppa.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Doing good. I could just still remember when you couldn't believe this is Nick John.
Well, I believe it now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't listen to your talk show too much this morning, but I've got a question there. You know where the smokes are?
No, I have not heard where they are. Have you?
No, I was kind of keeping an ear out, though. He's usually going to get some. He's better go down, you know, to get some. But, keeping an ear out for him. I end up hearing about you being a year older, though. Probably for a good three quarters of my life, I was 27 days younger.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, how did that happen?
Hey, every time I go to the hospital, my birth date was 10:30, but every time I go to the hospital, it's 10:03. I left it that way for many, many years, and finally brought my ID one day and straightened it out. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
The younger days, too, when I used to run away and lie about my age and I even forgot how old I really was for a while.
Oh, because you were lying a little bit about your age?
No, that was, to be honest, be old enough nowadays.
Back in your younger days, your much younger days, yeah.
Well, it's getting this rain here, and I hope everybody's not complaining too much about what goes on with our weather.
No.
Yep, it is living day by day.
Yeah.
It comes around and goes around.
It's like that. It is like that.
Have a good weekend. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you. You have a good day, too. Okay. Wow, here in Bethel, it's getting more and more overcast. But it's good. We've had so many good days. We've had weeks of just some really wonderful days here on the Delta. And so a little bit of rain is going to be good, good for berries and the flowers that I was telling you about earlier. So, yeah. Gabby, are you going to do anything fun this weekend?
Probably.
Probably, but cannot be said.
No.
No. You know what they're setting up over at the sand pit near Larson is the mud volleyball.
Yes.
Yeah, they're setting up that pit.
I do not participate in the mud volleyball, but my roommate does, so I go and I cheer him on every time. And it's always really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to play in the mud, but the volleyball thing, it's not for me.
Oh, just a minute. Can you do something with my mic? Excuse me. I have some kind of frog in my throat. I have a wood frog in my throat.
A wood frog.
And it's in the wrong location. Well, I have this funny volleyball story to tell. I used to live in a very remote place in the Philippines. I lived with the Iloilo people. And they were a non-competitive culture. So they had set up volleyball out in a field, and I walked up to watch some volleyball, and I asked someone, now I spoke Iloilo at the time, I don't remember how I phrased it, but I asked something along the lines of, what's the score? Do you know this story? Oh, okay. Anyway, I can't remember if I told it before. And I asked somebody, oh, what's the score? And they were very puzzled. They did not understand what I meant by score, because in their volleyball games, they don't keep score. They just keep playing and playing, and when somebody gets tired, they just leave and somebody else fills in, and they just play all day volleyball. And at first it was a little like a culture switch for me, because I was used to keeping score and who's winning and who's losing, and that's how you enjoy the game. But what happened was, they didn't keep score, and after a while I just enjoyed watching everyone play, and it was really fun. And so anyway, that was my volleyball story. They probably do that with mud volleyball. I don't know if they really keep score. They probably just... Oh, they do keep score? Oh, they do. Okay. So we're going to go to Shane from Bethel. I think this is that Shane, too.
Hello, it is that Shane, Iverson.
Yes.
That's that Shane.
Yes.
Hey, everyone. Hi, Diane. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Learned about it on Talkline, where I learned about so many things.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a few things to talk about on this fine Friday morning. One, real quick, this one goes out to parents. We are going to be doing Tuscaquim Kickers this year. We took a summer off, but we're going to be doing it with masks. And you'll be seeing sign-up material here very shortly. But it's a two-month program, and I'm really excited 4-H is going to allow it. We've done some work with them, and it's going to be a free program this year. In the past, there's been a small fee, but, you know, any fee can be a hindrance to some families, so
yeah.
Nice that they could help out with that. So that's a two-day-a-week program, and it's going to go from kindergarten all the way up through, I think it's like sophomores, because we've grown in age with our youngest group as they've gotten older, so
wow. It's
going to be the oldest we've ever gone.
Now,
yeah.
I think this must be soccer.
Soccer, yes.
Yeah,
soccer,
okay.
Tesco Kickers, yes.
Yes, gotcha.
Good. Yep. So it's a great activity to get out. You don't have to know, you know, a lot of kids come for their first time, and we're not competitive. It's just to have fun, and there's some games. And
yeah,
good. Great activity. So anyway, keep your eye out for that. My next message is for everyone who calls into TalkLine with messages. I learn about so many great things on TalkLine, but these are also things you could be learning about all week with the Thunder Drums messages. So I'm just encouraging everyone, when they have meetings, when they have events they want to talk to, you know, they can call and talk line, but if they send us an email to radio@kyk.org, we could be announcing that all week long. So that's just a little tidbit for everyone who called in with events.
Oh, that's helpful. Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you could be reading them during the show as well. They don't even have to take their live time if they don't want to. But, okay, and then my big announcement, and you're probably going to be hearing my voice and that of many others on the radio, is our new endowment fund. As we've been talking about, KYUK is 50 years old now, and it's really amazing. You know, we're not actually the first Native-owned radio station. There is another one in North Carolina, but it didn't last. It got bought out, and now it's part of a large conglomerate media enterprise that has like 63 stations and probably doesn't even know the name of its own stations. And actually, I look at their website. They have no history of their former tribal roots.
Oh.
But yeah, it's just kind of a cautionary tale of what can happen to stations that don't get the support of the community. We're very fortunate though, because of 50 years of support, you know, and I've just been here for the last decade and a half of it, but you know, 50 years of KYUK, I think we can, everyone listening understands the value that's there. And with what we've done, Bethel Community Service Foundation has opened up an endowment fund for KYUK. So that's obviously a really reliable place, a smart group of people to place our money and our trust in. And that's going to allow people that want to see KYUK continue for years and years and generations to make a gift. So I know I'll be making a gift to that fund. That's separate from our day-to-day operations. I think what's really cool about it too is, you know, a lot can happen on KYUK any given day, any given week. I know from my phone, people aren't always super happy with what they hear. I understand that. This is a chance to kind of go above that day to day of KYUK and really look at the long-term mission. And it's an opportunity to think about how much better off we are as a community with a strong media organization here to help us stay connected and informed. A lot of places in the country don't have that, and, as social media has become more and more prevalent, you know, a lot of local newspapers and radio stations have absolutely folded.
Right.
And that's really sad to hear about. You know, I would hate to live in a community like that where you can't have a local newspaper to kind of keep tabs on everything. So anyway, bcsfoundation.org, if people want to donate, we're looking for sizable gifts, of course, but any gifts is important. Again, this is all about future generations. So thanks to everyone who is giving, and thanks to everyone who will give.
Okay, well, thank you, Shane. You're at your 5 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. Station manager always gets us a little more if they need it.
Well,
no, I'm teasing you.
Okay, for a moment. I joke, too. I noticed, too, when I was calling in that the 2985 number wasn't working so swell. Maybe it was busy, but it sounds so. Maybe that's part of the reason it's been slow. I got in on the 1-800 number at the moment.
Wait, which number?
The one that goes 543-KYUK. I believe that's 2985.
5985.
Yeah, thanks.
It's not working at all. Oh.
It didn't work for me, so okay. I don't know. That's what it sounds like when someone's on it, so maybe that's what happened. But anyway, 1-800, I got through. So 1-800-995-8954. Oh. That's probably right at 5 minutes now, isn't it?
Thank you. Yeah. No.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Okay. Thanks. All right. So that was Shane calling in about Cusco Kickers, which is now going to be free to youth, kindergarten through sophomores in high school. It's a 2-month program twice a week, and it sounds like it's something that's a lot of fun. So you can sign your child up there with Bethel 4-H. We'll take the reservations. I would take the sign up, I think. Yeah. Okay. So we have a few minutes left of the show, and you're welcome to make a call if you'd like to. And maybe the best number to try is 543-2756. And also you can Use the 800 number, which seems to be working fine, 800-995-8954. And, of course, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Okay, now I know that tonight the movie theater is showing a movie, but they're only allowing a few people to kind of test run it. So I think they, I think it's LKSD teachers and staff, I think, but not everyone. I think it's just a set number.
Do you know what movie they're showing?
It's one with a dragon, I think, and a kid. I don't, there's two. I think there's like a...
Is it like How to Train Your Dragon?
It's something. I think it might be... Well, how would you know that? Well, look at you knowing the dragon movies.
I'm very up to date in my youth dragon movies.
Your youth dragon. Yeah, so I think it's one of those. So that, I mean, I think that's really exciting. Now, I have a saying that everything's better in Bethel because there are things you might not do if you were in a big city, but in Bethel... You're happy to do them. So movies is one of them. So I go to just about any movie that the theater plays. So anyway, that's kind of cool that that's starting to open up. And I think they're just going to have limited amount of people. And I think tonight is kind of a test run to see how things go. I would imagine you would need to wear a mask, and which shouldn't be a problem watching a movie with a mask on. You probably forget you even have it on. So I know that's going on this weekend. And... Cleanup Green Up is still going on, and I think there's a way you can, there's prizes for people and groups that send in photos of them with their trash bags full. And I'm not sure where you send that, but if you happen to know that, you can let me know by emailing radio@kyuk.org. And I think that's kind of what I know about the weekend. I will say that there was a sighting of a particular duck that the only time I've ever seen it is in Denali when I was backpacking and in one of the glacier streams. They're very unusual to see out here, but it was seen a harlequin, male and female harlequin duck. And a harlequin duck, the male, is distinctive. It's looks like a harlequin. It's kind of colorful and... it's just a fantastic duck to get to see. I didn't get to see it, but a local birder saw it, and so I'm going to go out hunting for that duck with my camera. Yeah, that's it. I don't think we eat harlequin ducks, but, well, please don't if you see it. And there's going to be a Pacific loon that I think is going to, in town, that's going to lay its eggs and raise its little babies, so that'll be fun to watch that grow. So our town has got some really cool things once you get out and you just start looking around, and from the tundra flowers that are starting to bloom and listening for the wood frogs and the different birds that are coming in, and people have already gotten ducks and plucked and people are out egg hunting. So it's just a really a beautiful time on the tundra. We only have a little bit of time left. I think we have a caller. Or not, maybe not. Do we have a caller? Oh, Gabby. Okay, so just a reminder that today at 1 is a show about Lillian Atmak Michael, and people can call in and share their memories of her, and I'm sure the radio station probably has some clips and their own remembrances that they'll be providing. So be sure to tune in at 1 o'clock today on KYUK. And it looks like we're going to wind down. Thank you, everyone who called and emailed. And I'll hear from you again next week on Talkline. Have a good weekend. Done.
support for KYUK's Talk Line is provided by Vitus Marine, a local crew happy to fuel you. Find out more at BethelFuel.com.
You can catch Talk Line every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
Dashi mi ritmi ilakaki kudun klagmi KYUK 640 a.m.